the top five characteristics of entrepreneurs. The first one that I found, it came up over and over again, in fact, maybe in every single interview I did, is curiosity. An entrepreneur needs to be willing to explore, needs to be willing to go to places that people haven't gone to before. In general, this comes from within. Yeah, maybe you can train it, but a lot of the times it's just how you're wired. The second one is action-oriented. And this one is critically important because it's one thing to be curious, but also to, you know, enjoy tinkering and playing around with things and just for the discovery. Nothing wrong with that. But if somebody's going to be an entrepreneur, they need to be able to make things happen. They need to be able to build. They need to be able to engage other people, which brings me to the third characteristic. And this one is especially important for entrepreneurs, the ability to build bridges. If you're an entrepreneur, it helps if you can build bridges. It's a great idea, but it's possible to have an idea and some funding and to build it in a relatively small space and then introduce it to the world. And if your product or service is good enough, you can really go to town with that. But if you're an entrepreneur, it doesn't work that way. In general, what you're going to see is that you have dozens, maybe even hundreds of people that you rely on or could rely on within the organization, and any one of them could stop you. Therefore, you're going to have to be able to build bridges, not only in quantity, but also with different types of people, people who are functionally in different places, people who have, you know, introverts, extroverts, work closer, work farther, you name it. And so someone who can do that really well, sometimes inside the company and outside the company, when you can do that, that makes a big difference for a successful entrepreneur. Next, someone who's risk tolerant. But this one is interesting also. A lot of entrepreneurs are highly risk tolerant. They're like, hey, I'm going to go do it. I can do this on my own. If it works, and I hope it does, that's great. And if not, you know, I can live with that. But someone who's an entrepreneur has to be risk tolerant. But on the other hand, they often like having the resources, the air cover of a larger organization. That is something that's really valuable. So you can kind of hit just the right spot. And what I find also is that some people at different stages of their careers are interested in doing one versus the other. So risk tolerance is not static. It can change over time. And lastly, someone who's optimistic in terms of the top five, someone who can navigate through the ups and downs that are inevitable and say, I think we can do this. I have a vision. Let's bring people together. But it's not blind optimism. It's grounded optimism. It's someone who's realistic. They understand what's possible. So if you have those five characteristics, and then you understand that you're in a larger organization as opposed to having a lot more control, that's when you can find some of the most successful entrepreneurs.